listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht.
Hi, everybody. How are you today? It's a gorgeous day in Southern California. And today's topic, well, it's my eclectic surprise show where I talk to you about whatever I want to talk about, whatever's going on in my life at the moment. Hopefully it's going to be interesting. I think it's interesting. The date today is June 21st, 2011. And you can call me on air, by the way. I love to look into people, dead or alive. If you're dead, you can call me too. Anyway, I look into people and their situations. I can read people's minds, again, dead or alive. Situations help you straighten things out in your life, and I like to do things like good mojo energy. And I also just work to help things go better in your life for you. I seem to have an ability to do that. Clairsentient, clairaudient, clairvoyant, etc. The phone number, and this works all over the world, is 1-877-230-3062. Again, that's 1-877-230-3062. Now, if you're listening to a syndicated show, you're not listening to me live, so you're going to need to go to my website to find where you can find me live. And my website is GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. Oh, and before I get into everything else, I just want to say that, ta-da-da-da, I've painted more light switches. You know what I'm talking about. These are the switches that go over your lights when you flick on the switch. And when you flick them on, you flick on the good mojo. And I'm a painter. And so I paint a lot of good mojo energy into whatever I paint. I've got light switches, tiny art that goes in smaller spaces, big art with bigger mojo, that kind of thing. I just put the art switches up last night. I've got 5 left. So you might want to check that out. Because I know of you, a lot of you said you want these, and you, every time you try and buy them, they're all sold. That's at my art site, artmojos.com. That's plural S, artmojos.com. And I have this kind of a funny little thing from a lady here. She went to my art site, and this is what she wrote me a while back. Venus, I don't know if the mojos even work through the computer. Well, I believe they do, by the way. She said, but I was browsing through all of your artwork, especially Everybody's Happy, and I also love Flowers in the Flow, but I just got bolted with an inspiration to go buy paints and create artwork. I can't stop thinking about it. I feel like I've been struck by lightning. Now, how many of you tell me that when I throw you mojos or you buy the MP3 mojos I have on my site? I hear this all the time. I feel like I've been struck by lightning. Yeah, but it's a good lightning. But she goes on to say, anyway, I don't know if it's the coffee I drank recently or if I was picking up on mojo energy or even your love for making art. I just wanted to share this. Much love, Josie. Thank you, Josie. That's very sweet. I love to get your mail. And to find out what she's talking about, you know, go to my art site, artmojos.com, and my website, godisalwayshappy.com, because I have mojos as MP3s there, and I'm working on a bunch of other stuff. Okay, let me get started here with my thoughts and ideas. Well, last night, about 5 o'clock-ish Pacific time, my brother-in-law called me, and he was crying. And he said, why me? Why me? Why does it always happen to me? Why me? Is God punishing me? What's happening to me? And I said, well, wait a minute. I pretty much knew what something had happened because I know his history. He said, you know about that Russian plane that just went down? Well, I didn't. I hadn't been watching the news. I was working. But anyway, you may have heard about it. A Russian plane went down, fell short of the runway, and killed 44 people in a fiery crash and 8 more in the hospital in very bad shape. Anyway, Ron, this is my brother-in-law, Dr. Ron. He was just sobbing. He has this ability, and he's hated it, but he's able often to see, feel what you call disasters before they happen. A while back, maybe a year or two, a plane went down. I think it was Bolivia, wasn't it? Brazil. And he called me in tears again because he'd been on the plane in his mind or wherever he is when he does this with all these terrified, screaming people. And he was And the thing is, there's nothing he can do about this. This is what so upsets him. Why me, Venus? Why? What can I do? I can't do anything. I remember the first time, or one of the first times I remember him telling me about this was many, many years ago. Many years ago. We were probably in our 20s. We've known each other forever. From the same small town, he married one of my sisters. But he was standing outside of a Foster Freeze, you know, one of those ice cream cone places. And he was talking with a woman there, and I think she had a child. I can't remember the details. And all of a sudden, he got this horrible feeling, and he just knew that very shortly when she got in that car and drove away that she was going to be killed in a bad accident. And he just knew. But it's like, what can you say? Oh, my gosh, don't get in the car. Don't drive away. You're going to be killed in a bad accident. What do you say? You know, and he didn't know at the time. Sure enough, she got in the car and drove away. He heard the accident. You know, and all the fire engines, and he drove to see if it was what he thought, and it was. And I remember how broken up he was. So anyway, last night, he said he'd called Polly. She was out with the grandkids, and he said, call Venus, Polly. He said, Polly said you could help me. So I did my thing, and I went into him, and I felt, of course, what he was feeling while he was saying all these things about what was wrong with him, and he couldn't do anything about it, and why me, and he wasn't making a lot of sense, but he was in shock, you know. And so I just started chatting with the beings, the high beings. Some of you know that they work through me. They're very high beings. And when I do readings on air or over the phone in private readings, this is who I work with. Although there's others, too. I mean, there's a lot going on out there, you know, and whatever. Just so it's of the highest and best, that's what I work with. But anyway, this was a really tough call. And what I saw and what I showed him, I will try and bring it up from my memory here and go back into it. But they were saying, they were reminding me what they had taught me. Remember a couple of years ago when I had that 11-month spell when the beings talked to me nonstop? Gave me what they called the Dick and Jane version of life, the 10-sentence framework, which explained everything to me, all my questions about life. You can find that on my website, too, godisalwayshappy.com, if you look around for it, and see what they said and a lot of different things. But in brief, they were reminding me that everything is God. We're all God. The pencil on the floor, the cat on the top of my desk here, you, me, my headphones, everything. It's all God's substance. It's all energy or whatever you want to call it. And God loves all experience. It doesn't matter what we call it. As they told me, there is no good and there is no bad. It simply is. Everything is God, and God loves experience of all kinds. So I was telling Ron this. I said, I don't understand it. You don't understand it. But from what I've seen with people I work with and all the work I've done with people all my life, I said, it seems that we all have a time that we're meant to die, and it's hard to skip out of that. That when we come into this life, we have a program set out for the things we're going to do. And yes, there's leeway, and there's things that can be chosen from at different times. And some things can even be changed by what I understand is the grace of God, which to me means you being God can override or supersede something that you feel needs changing in this particular time frame. So I was trying to explain all this to him while he was sobbing. And I said, so my sense of this would be that everybody who went down on that plane knew at some level they were going down on that plane, and it was set out for them. And I said, when I worked as an herbalist many years ago, you know, I used to work with all kinds of people, and a lot of them were deathly ill, fatally ill, and a lot of times, after I got them on herbal programs, they would get well. Yes, I wrote a book about that, too. The Herbal Lady's Notebook. You can read parts of it on my website. The Herbal Lady's Notebook. And so, but what the oddest thing I noticed was that a number of times when they would get well, and they'd be perfectly well and happy, about the same time or the same time when they were supposed to have died with whatever was wrong with them, they'd be squashed in the road or something would happen and take them out. So I began to think, you know what? Maybe it's just best not to worry, to let go and let God, because what that means to me is let go and let your path unfold. It's going to unfold anyway. You planned it out. Why worry about it? You might as well be happy. You don't have to be, but you could be. So anyway, then I went on with Ron and I said, my sense with this is, I said, why don't you have this talent, you have this ability, and what they're telling me is that you can be one of the workers. You can call them light workers, workers, whatever you want. We're all different workers in different ways. My work is working with people on this plane for the most part, although I do go over and work with dead people too, but I help you. My intent is to help you with your emotional issues, a lot of pain, to help change things for the better, to bring the good things into your life, to help you understand what's going on. I said, with you, Ron, I feel that you, why don't you just go down on these planes with them? If you feel it's going to happen, or if it comes into your mind when it's happening, write it down, or whatever it is. Because there's plenty of people on that plane, probably everybody, who's absolutely scared out of their wits. And I said, I'm sure on that plane, there were a number of people who saw light beings, which what they call angels or spirits, that were helping them. And I said, you could be one of those. I said, go and be an angel. Go and be a spirit. Go and be a worker. Put peace in their mind. Help them down. And when they're down, help them out. Because there's plenty of people, I'm sure, who are walking around shocked, not knowing where they are, where to go, what to do. I said, so why don't you just go get busy? So he just thought he'd do that. He thought that was a fine idea, and he felt so much better, and he thanked me very much. And, of course, you know where I got it. It came from the high beings. I'm just the channel, the imperfect being, or the personality, let's say. I'm not an imperfect being. We're all perfect. But the personality that's just doing my work here. And then another thought occurred to me. I also said to him, you know, I said, when I was explaining how, I said, there are a lot of people who are alive who do different kinds of work. I told him what I do, and I said, there are other people I've read about that go to scenes of car crashes, planes going down, or bad situations, and they step in and help. But I said, they're in a body. I said, it doesn't matter if we're in a body or a spirit, just so we're doing the work. And I said, remember the time when I was with that man who was going to kill me? And I had that woman's voice spoke to me in my head as clear as a bell, just like you're hearing me now, and told me exactly what to do and say. And it saved my life. He says, yeah, I remember that. And I said, and when I told the story to my sister Barbara, she said, oh my God, that same woman spoke to me when that man crawled in the dog door of my house and came into my bedroom and put his hand over my mouth, and it went on from there. And she spoke to me and told me what to do. I said, I don't know. Maybe that's a live woman who's out working, or maybe she's in spirit. But anyway, so that, I had a pretty exciting evening, and so did Ron. And think about it. I know a lot of you out there suffer over various things. I always suffer. We all have our specialties. I suffered over animals that were suffering, children abused. I still do, even though I know what's supposedly going on, what they told me is going on. But now I understand it, and it helps. Before, I was going from religion to religion to ways of thinking, different books, different isms, you know. And I'd always say, why do animals suffer? Nobody could ever give me an answer that satisfied me, and now I know. God loves all experience. And believe me, I fought with the beings about this a long time. I hate that answer. They said, well, you tell us what you think it is then. Well, I couldn't think of a better answer. And you know, we're all eternal. Everything is eternal. It's just a second in time or less than that. So, that's what I thought I'd talk about today. Oh, mine, I have a pile of other things, but you know what? I've only got a couple more minutes left. So why don't I just tell you something a little more fun? Although I think that was pretty fun in a strange way, that we can do that kind of work for each other. And what I started to say was, you probably have some abilities that you can step in and help others. Or maybe that's not why you came. Maybe you're just here to have a good time and eat chocolate. I don't know. And you know what? Whatever it is, it's okay with me. It's okay, because God is just having himself, itself, sorry, that's old conditioning, itself a good time. All right, so the other day I went to Nordstrom's, you know, that high-end store, and I was trying on some clothes. Oh, I hate to go there. I always get so depressed. I looked at myself in the mirrors. You know how those... Why don't they change those mirrors? They must lose a lot of sales because those mirrors just tell the truth, and that's not a good thing. Anyway, I left all discouraged, depressed, with all this flapping fat, and I thought, how am I going to lose this stuff, you know, around my waist? You look on your back, it's like long French bread rolls of fat back there. Anyway, I was feeling rather distressed, and what can I do? What can I do? You know, I've tried to do everything. Well, the very next morning, I went to see my brother, Arthur. He's the jeweler. I went into his shop, and there was this lady there around my mother's age, a little younger, and she said, oh, hello. She says, I was in Tai Chi with your mother. My mother was in Tai Chi almost the last few weeks. She died, by the way, in last November. And this woman just was a non-stop talker. And she said, you know what? I've lost 187 pounds. And you know how I did it? And I said, no. And she said, well, you just got to change your metabolism. And somebody told me that you get up in the morning and you can have some water, but that's all. No coffee, no food, no nothing. Just roll out of bed and start walking. And that'll change your metabolism. And she said, that's all I've done. And she says, I've just lost the weight so easy. And I'm up to walking an hour a day now. And I just love it. And she went on and on. And I just said, I hadn't asked her about my flapping fat. I hadn't said anything. The second I walked in, she started in on me with this. And I thought, I wonder if this lady was sent by my mother. She was a friend of my mother's. Anyway, all right, what we got to do now is we're going to go for a short break. Then I've got some callers here. I've got the chat room. Oh, we got lots of stuff to do. So stick with me. Oh, I'll throw some mojos, too. You got to stay around for those. They work in archives, too, by the way. Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.
Do you know that all of the Dear Venus shows are archived? You can listen to them anytime. To find the Dear Venus Show with Venus Andrecht on iTunes Podcasts, the archived shows, or to have the current show emailed to you each week, go to Venus's website at godisalwayshappy.com. Click on the radio section on the homepage. That's all there is to it. You can have Venus with you anytime, all the time. You may start to feel like she's moved in with you. You can find her archived shows at godisalwayshappy.com in the radio section on the homepage.
Would you like to have Venus's great mojo energy in your home all the time, influencing and helping you in many ways? Well, you can have that energy. Venus puts good mojo into every painting she creates, and when you purchase one of her paintings, at your request, she'll put in an extra special mojo just for you. She'll write your mojo onto the back of the picture and sign the painting to you from her. To see Venus's work, prices, and how to request your personal mojo, please go to artmojos.com. That's artmojos.com. You'll feel better just looking at the mojo-filled artwork on her site. Try it and see. artmojos.com.
You know what Venus's mojos are. They are the benevolent energies her mother taught her to pull from the universe. The good energy mojos of all different kinds that help people in all different ways. Venus gathers these energies up from the universe and tosses various ones to all of you each week on this radio show. On her website, Venus has 8 more pretty impressive mojos that have garnered many happy testimonials. Mojos that she has taped with extra added energy and had them each set to special music and turned into MP3s. You can purchase these MP3s off Venus's website for a nominal fee and listen to them over and over again. Venus currently has a special running on all 8 mojos for $20 off. You can find these mojos on Venus's website, godisalwayshappy.com. And there are more unique mojos coming as MP3s, so be sure and check back off into Venus's site, godisalwayshappy.com.
I'm Venus's daughter, Summer McStravick, and I hope you can join me for my online radio show, Flow Dreaming. Visit my website, flowdreaming.com, for all the dates and times it plays. That's Flow Dreaming. I hope to see you there.
Where's
everybody. Welcome back. Venus with the Dear Venus Show. I was looking at the chat room here. We have a live chat, and it's very friendly and fun. Everybody seems to really like each other, and sometimes I dip over here and do some work, too. The way you find it is go on to the radio station, Contact Talk Radio Network, and just sign up for it. Somebody said, Barb said, Venus sent me a mojo last week regarding family stuff. The situation is so much improved. My heart is so much lighter. Thank you, Venus. And a couple other people, I think, this goes by so fast, I miss it, were saying that they bought my money mojos, prosperity mojos on the MP3s, and they're getting money, or they got money. Anyway, let me just get back over here. I've got so many things to look at. Okay, next show, that'll be next Tuesday, June 28th, 2011. The topic is, does someone hold you captive? Like a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a family person, a friend, a boss? Well, how do you get away? Ooh, that should be fun. We'll talk about that. And at the next break, I'm going to pull a winner of a free 10-minute phone session with me. The way to get in the pot, of course, is to go to my website, godisalwayshappy.com, and get signed up for my newsletter. You'll see it there. And every time I have a show, which is every week, or send out a newsletter, which is sporadic, erratic, I pull a name. So I give a lot of things away around here. But you got to buy stuff, too, and keep me in business so I don't have to go out and get a real job, and then I can't do this anymore because this is what I was born to do. All right, let's see. Why don't we go here to the phone deck and see what we've got going. Olivia, Portsmouth, Arkansas. Olivia. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. What can I do for you?
I lost my father on Thanksgiving a couple of years ago, and I was just wondering if he had any messages for me and if he's okay.
Okay, so for me and for everybody out there, let's bring in all the juicy details so we can picture you and your dad. How old are you? What do you do in Portsmouth?
I'm 28, and I'm a CNA.
You're a what?
I take care of the elderly.
Oh, okay. It's called a CNA? Caregiver?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Honey. Now, how old was your father when he died? What did you call him, or what name, and did he work? Just tell me a little bit about him so I can find the right man.
I think he was 50.
50?
He worked at a bar forever.
Okay.
A bartender and a bouncer.
A bartender and a bouncer? And what did he die of?
Congestive heart failure, I believe. He died in his sleep.
Oh, okay, in his sleep. Not a bad way to go. This was a couple of years ago, is that what you said?
Yeah, on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's hard to do. Oh, I just got a chill, so we must be around. I tell you, sometimes y'all keep me so cold. I need earmuffs and wool socks and wool underpants or something. Okay, Olivia, I'm going to go to you. First of all, in Arkansas, I'm going to make a connection, but I do feel him here. It's making my back feel a little bony up the back. Why am I noticing my bones up my back? Was he bony or skinny or something? What is that all about?
He was a really big man.
So it wasn't him.
He weighed like 500 pounds.
Okay. Well, he's fiddling with the bones on my back. That's
odd. There's something wrong with my back.
What?
There's something wrong with my back. I had a fuller wreck, and I've been trying to go to the doctor for my back.
Okay. That's why he's fiddling with my bones on my spine. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know. I thought maybe... I didn't know what to think of this man. Okay, well, it's him then. So, Olivia, let me just make this connection with you. But he's... All right, just hang on a minute here. He's pushing me. I got to make connections with Olivia, and then I'll be right with you. Okay, Olivia, there you go. I'm in. Thank you, darling. Okay. All right, what's his name?
Daryl? Yeah, Daryl Kilgore.
Daryl. Well, he's been smiling at me and kind of laughing. Was he a happy man, or did he like to play fun with people, like maybe play games with them or tricks? Or, you know, he just feels fun that way. I don't know quite how to describe it.
Yeah, you gave me the chills. Yeah, he was a very happy man. He loved everybody.
Yes, yes, this is him. Okay, so, and he said, I was playing your back like a piano. I said, yes, I know you were. I'm sitting forward in my chair. As soon as he started doing that, I sort of sat on the edge of my chair because I don't know why. I guess maybe he wanted me to so he could play my bones back there. Okay, Dad, you're playing my bones, and so you've let us know that you know about the car accident or whatever that Olivia was involved in. Is there some advice you have for her about that, or are we just trying to get across that you knew what was going on? All right, Daryl, let me get into your head. Daryl, okay, I'm looking at you through Daryl's eyes, and I'm talking to him through mine. So what is it you're trying to tell us here? He says you need to get that fixed. Do you feel stiff in your back, or is he trying to tell me that you'll be getting stiff or the bones, something there could fuse and get tightened up? Do you feel that yet?
Yes, I do.
Yes. You need, like, some special oils rubbed into your back.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the aromatic oils. You know, there's different companies that have different oils. I'm not here to advertise companies, but you know what I mean. They'll have different oils for different things. Just Google different medicinal oils, and you might be able to find somebody in your area that will massage you with different oils, but they're rubbing. Do you know anybody, or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good, because what he's showing me is your whole back covered, and especially there's a certain area on your back and off to the sides, on the muscles, too, because the muscles are tightening up, you know, sort of spasming, and you need the massage to loosen the muscles. You need the oil to break up this stuff that's making you get rigid. There's also something that I like, and you can look this up on the net. I studied with Dr. John R. Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. You can find this kind of stuff in my book, The Herbal Lady's Notebook. But he has a product out called something like bones, tissues, joints, ligaments. And you can get it in a liquid, or you can get it in like a waxy kind of stuff. I have both. And you would have somebody, or do it yourself, but it's hard to reach back there, rub it all up and down your spine and across your muscles as many times a day as you can. Dr. Christopher has passed over now, but when I knew him, he was a really old man, and he told us in a class that he was able to use these particular herbs and he could heal any kind of bone troubles, ligaments, muscles, even things that were really badly damaged beyond repair. So somebody's telling me to tell you that, to Google that and find that also, okay?
Okay.
Well, you're getting more than you bargained for, I guess, here. back to Dad. Did you have a question for him? What?
Yeah, my back's been killing me. I'm glad you said that.
Okay, so is there anything else you want me to ask him or find out? You wanted to know how he was doing, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if he had any messages for me.
Well, I guess he did.
Okay.
About who?
I was just wondering if he was okay and about the message.
Oh, well, I'll ask him, but he certainly had a big message for you. It was your back.
Yeah.
About what to do. So I love that when the spirits are so evidential. They bring stuff through that you know it's them. And I'm telling your dad, Daryl, I'm so glad you just didn't pussyfoot around and say, well, hi, I love you, I'm fine, because it makes me look like a jerk. Okay, Daryl, anything else you want to say before I move on? Because I got to go to other people here, too. We're on the radio, Daryl. Do you know that? He says, I figured you were. And he said, don't you know that I helped this communication work out? He brought us together somehow. So he could talk to you. He just wants you to know, he said, that he's smarter than he may have appeared. I think that's a joke.
It probably would.
But I know about being smarter. He really did. He says he did make it. He smoothed or greased. He says he greased the way for you to be on air with me and to get the message from him. And yes, He's happy. He's doing fine. He's eating all the biscuits he likes or wants. Biscuits? Or it looks like cornbread or something. Did he have a... Is that just means food, or is it? Did he like those kinds of things?
Yeah, we're from the South, so we were cornbread.
Okay. They're like little cornbread biscuits, those little kinds of things that you make in muffin tins. So, and he's laughing about that. I don't think they really eat like we do, but there must be some other way, or they can pretend. I don't know. We don't need to get into that. But he wants you to know he's fine, he's hearty, everything's good, okay?
Okay, thank you. Tell him I love him.
All right, Olivia, let me know. You can always email me and tell me how you're doing with your back or whatever. Okay, darling?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, well, thank you, Daryl. That was great. All right, we got a few minutes here. Debbie, Big Bear, California. Debbie.
Hi, Venus. How are you?
Are you the Debbie from the chat room who was trying to reach me?
Yes. Oh. You know the situation.
Well, you know, nobody else does. So would you please, I only know because what I read in the chat room, but would you tell everybody in the listening land what the situation is?
I've been married 38 years to the same person.
Yes.
And anymore, we're more like roommates. We hardly even speak.
Mm.
But at the same time, I've got a very good friend, and it has not gone any further than friendship. But it seems like we are on the same wavelength. I can be talking about this person, and I'll look at my phone, and he's on the phone.
Yeah.
And people tell us, wow, you know, and I don't see him very often because of his job, but when I do, there's definitely, it's almost like we're family.
Okay.
We know each other so well, and I kind of like to know what's going on in both my husband and my friend's heads.
The friend, is the friend married too?
No, he is not.
Okay.
No.
Can you give me some names here?
Okay, my husband's name is David.
All right. What does he do for a living? What does David do?
We're retired. My husband and I are retired.
What did he used to do?
My husband used to drive a truck.
Okay, and the friend's name, and what does he do?
The friend's name is Rick.
Uh-huh.
And he's also a driver.
Okay, and do you work?
No, I'm retired too.
Okay, Debbie, Rick, and David. We've got a triangle here, folks. Whoa, how will it work out? All right, let me look. Let me go into you first of all, Debbie. Debbie, what color is your hair right now?
Blonde.
Gotcha. That's all right. It looked a little blow away, fly away at the moment, too, something.
I'm outside, and it's crazy here.
All right. Then that's why I'm seeing that. All right. Just needed to check that. All right, Debbie, I'm going to come in to you. All right, and I'm going to go in. No, your husband doesn't know anything about this, does he?
No.
Okay, so now I just want to explain to you and everybody else, just in case you don't know, whenever I'm in somebody else's head and I'm talking and asking questions, saying things, they think they're thinking these thoughts, which is why I can be so good at helping people change their minds about things or do the right thing. Although it's always free will, I always ask permission. By the same token, I have to be so careful when I go into David's head that I don't let him know anything or make him suspicious.
He does. Let me clarify that. He does know the friend very well.
Okay.
Whenever the friend is out here, I try to include the three of us to go to dinner.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yes, he does to a point.
Okay. All right, let me do this. I'm going to ask David what he feels about you, then I'm going to jump over to Rick and do similar, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Debbie. Okay, I'm going to David. What color is David's hair?
It used to be very dark, but right now it's gray, salt and pepper.
Okay. David, the ex-trucker, David, Debbie's husband, David. May I talk to you? I'm a friend of Debbie's. Thank you. Okay, how do you feel about Debbie? And I just got this great big belch or a burp. Is that something he does normally?
No.
Because when I asked, I said, how do you feel about Debbie? He just went, bleh, like a burp. It was kind of disrespectful.
Well, that's not good, is it?
Does he ever act that way with you?
No.
It's more like, let me explain that. It's more like you've been together so long that he doesn't care how he acts or what he does. He's just totally himself. Okay.
Exactly.
So that would explain that. Okay. So I'm asking you, David, how do you feel in your heart? Are you in love with your wife or do you love her? What can you talk to me about this? He says, well, what's to ask? Why the question? It's like, why would you even ask me is what I'm getting off him. It seems like you've been together so long in his mind that why would I be asking such silly questions? I think he takes you for granted like a lot of couples take each other long term. Mm-hmm. It's like he would not even dream or imagine that there would be an issue with you and someone else or that you two wouldn't have, you know, this marriage forever. That's what he's telling me. So let me go and check Rick right now. Okay, Rick. What color is Rick's hair and how old is he?
Blonde and he's 51.
Rick. Blonde, 51. Rick the driver. Rick. Okay, thank you. I just asked him quietly if I could come in. He said yes. How do you feel about Debbie? He gets excited when I mention you. He loves to talk to you. He loves to see you. You bring interest into his life. You guys, it's like you communicate a lot, or he feels that you do and that you understand him, and he can tell you things. Is that accurate?
Oh, that is pinpoint.
Okay. So let me ask him this. So what would you call this, Rick? If Debbie weren't married, how would you feel or what would you want? I'd want her to ride truck with me. Has he ever mentioned that?
No.
It was like he's saying it would be so much fun to have you with him. The miles would go so quickly. You'd have a lot to say, a lot to do. You could go sightseeing. You could look at stuff. He could point out things, a lot of things he'd like to show you. I get that sense. So what else do you want me to ask him?
I would just like to know, does he feel we are friends? Are we family? Are we...
More than that?
Yes.
Okay, let
I'm
me go.
I'm confused. That's...
Okay, Rick, I, Rick, she, Rick, she's confused. Is she friend, family, or is she lover, romantic in your mind? What is she? He says, I don't know. She's got a husband. He's a friend of mine. It's like he can't go there.
That's what I thought. That is.
Well, he
what
goes
I thought.
Up. He bangs up against a wall when he thinks of that, and then he bounces back on his butt. He can't get past that. Can't go there. So that's where it is at the moment. And I see I have to go for a break. But let me see if there's something I could tell you before we leave you dangling here. Sorry, in this exciting place. Anything we can tell, Debbie? I say just keep enjoying it for what it is and see what happens. You know, whatever will work, it will work itself out the way it should is the sense.
It's going to go where it's going to go, kind of.
It's going to go where it's going to go, like I was talking about at the top of the show. It's going to go where it's going to go. Don't worry about it. Enjoy it. Let things be, because you never know what's around the next corner in life. You really, truly don't. Something may happen, and we don't know. In the meantime, let me send you a mojo, and then I have to cut for a break here. This is a mojo for, let's see, what would it be? Patience. How about patience?
Patience.
For everybody out there who needs a little patience, we're going to send it to Debbie. It's going to go right through Debbie and bam into all of you who need patience for whatever it might be in your life. Okay, Debbie, here we go. Bam, 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 bam. Woo! Bam! 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 Woo! 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 Well, that was pink and blue. That was interesting. All right, darling. Thanks for the call. I got to cut for a break.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much.
You're Alrighty, welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show. I'll be right back.
I'm Venus's daughter, Summer McStravick, and I hope you can join me for my online radio show, Flow Dreaming. Visit my website, flowdreaming.com, for all the dates and times it plays. That's Flow Dreaming. I hope to see you there. Venus has become a little gnome in the back room, busily painting switches for your wall lights and 6x8-inch Good Luck Mojo paintings. Why? Because she started painting light switches for people who listen to her Dear Venus show. Every time you turn on these light switches, you turn on the good mojo energy. Well, the wall plates are a big hit, and Venus can barely keep up with the demand. You can see and purchase them on her artmojos.com website. And many of you have asked Venus to paint smaller good mojo art so you can put it up in your office cubicles, your car, smaller rooms in your house, and so you can carry it around with you. So now the gnome named Venus is busy making little 6x8-inch paintings filled with light and good energy of all different types and kinds. When you purchase any painting, you can email Venus exactly the kind of mojo you want put into it, and she'll put it there personally just for you. She'll write it on the back of the painting too, no matter what the size. To see the 6x8-inch paintings and all of her paintings, plus the light switches, please go to artmojos.com. That's artmojos.com.
Become a power manifester with Summer McStravick's complete Flow Dreaming Library CD set. Finally, here is a real practical technique that you can do in 15 minutes a day to activate the law of attraction in your life. No meditation, no long learning curve. Summer shows you how to easily start rewriting your energy patterns now. Go to flowdreaming.com to listen to actual excerpts of the CDs as you become a power manifester. Visit flowdreaming.com.
Okay, welcome back. You know who it is, Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show. I'm going to choose a winner in a minute for a free 10-minute phone session with me. And I told you how to do that. Get in the pot, go to my website, godisalwayshappy.com, and sign up for the newsletter. That puts you in the big pot there. Oh, well, I'll just choose a winner now. What I do is I bring all those names up and roll them through on the computer, close my eyes, and stab my finger, and I figure, well, that's the person who needs it. You'd be surprised how often people say, oh, my gosh, I just desperately needed to talk to you. All right, the winner today is Terry, T-E-R-I, Job, J-O-B-E. Terry, you've got through 6/27/2011 to email me that you're the winner. After that, it's all void. And as you know, I do phone readings. I work over the phone for as many minutes or as much time as you want or as little. You control it. And so I have a lot of people that call me. Well, they email me. We set up a time, whatever. But whenever they have issues, and people I've worked with for 20, 30 years, even 35. I was trying to figure it up the other day. New people and people I've worked over and over and over with. So here's something from a lady I've worked with, and she says, Dear Venus, thank you so much for the phone session. It was fantastic. I so love your voice, and I feel like I am on a high, exclamation marks, a number of them. I will really take all your advice to heart and work at this. Thank you so much, and I'll keep you posted on my progress. Love, Melanie. Thank you, Melanie, for that. And again, I do love all your emails. Let's see, what else do we need? Oh, Facebook. You know, you got to get on Facebook on my fan page because that's where I put everything. I've got pictures there, photos of my new cat, my new kitty. He's an orange and white Maine Coon cat. He did throw up all over my bed twice and once in a chair, but that was an accident. And I'm feeding him much more carefully now. And he's asleep right now on my desk where I spend all the time working. He's very committed to me. The man I got him from said that Maine Coons bond with one person. I swear this cat bonded with me in a day. He's 6 weeks old. I've got his pictures there, and I've got some new photos of my art switches. or wall light switches, the mojo switches. I put all kinds of stuff up there. You just never know, things that never make it here. I have some more stuff I want to put on there. So just go to my name, Venus Andrecht, A-N-D-R-E-C-H-T. Look for the fan site. I do have a friend site, but I don't work there because of technical problems. I think that's it. That's all the advertising. All right, so let's get back to you. And let me look over here at the site. I've got some names. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Ivana?
Yes, Ivana.
Ivana, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, darling, what can I do for you today?
Well, I'm calling regarding my brother that just died.
He died he did?
3 months. Yeah, he died 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just thinking if you can maybe connect with him and tell me something about him.
Sure, I'll give it a shot. So, Ivana, how old are you? What do you do?
I'm 32 years old, and I work as assistant manager.
You work what?
As assistant manager.
Okay, assistant manager. Now, your brother's name or what you called him, how old and how did he die?
He was 26 years old, and he died by suicide.
He died what, hon?
By suicide.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, let me go find him. So first of all, I'm going to come in to you. All right, you ready for this? Woo! Did you feel it? I felt it. Oh, you got kind of a buzzy feeling in your head. Interesting. Okay, let me just sit with you a moment. A lot of energy there. A lot of angst and upset and pain, of course. And it's like you're in shock still. You know that, don't you? You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, as I feel it. Sometimes we have to be told that we're in shock or we're grieving. You know, I know because my mother died in November, and I've had to have people tell me, you know, you're still grieving. You do know that, don't you? And I forget. I think I'm okay. All right, so let me go to your brother. And what's his first name again?
Mladen.
Can you spell that, please?
M-L-A-D-E-N.
Do it again.
M-L-A-D-E-N.
Malvin. Okay.
No, Mladen.
I'll find him. Mladen. If I mix it up, don't worry about it. Okay, I see him. Just a minute here. He seems very agitated. By that I mean he's just moving around. So I'm going up to him. Why are you so agitated? I'm a friend of your sister's, and I'm here to help you. Let me ask you, Ivana, is he a different nationality? Is he black?
No, he's white.
Well, he's a different nationality. Is he a different nationality?
Yes.
Because he's talking about something about this, and I don't. What nationality is this?
It's from Europe, Southeastern Europe. But okay. The thing is that we are wondering why he did that.
Okay, well, I'm trying to.
Okay.
Let me find out. He started out by trying to tell me what he was, you know, and I was trying to guess because he's so agitated. Okay, so I'm walking around him right now, and I'm trying to find a spot where I can get in where I can reach him. Okay, can I just talk to you, please? I'm a friend of your sister's, and I just want to come in and bring you some peace of mind and help you. May I come into your head, please? Your family's really broken up about this, and I want to help them, and I want to help you, because that's the kind of work I do. So can I come into you, please? All right, I'm coming in, clearing out a space in his head. What happened? Tell me, what went on? He feels broken up somehow. Broken up in pieces. Did he do something that caused his body to be in pieces, or was it just his state of mind? Was it his state of mind?
Probably state of mind.
Okay. All right, so let me go with that. He's a lot harder than the other man I looked at, because that man had been over and he was happy, and your brother's a different story, so I'm going to have to work a lot harder here. Okay, so why were you so upset? He just said everything was wrong. Nothing was going right. It was like, I'm picking up lots of things, like maybe his work, his career, where he lived, his country, everything. He just He can't tell me in like with one word or one thing. He just felt like everything was breaking up or falling apart. Do you know anything about this at all? I'm asking you, the sister.
Me?
You.
You're asking me? Well, no, he was about to finish college, so he didn't have to live there. He could have come over here or live in some other European country. So,
How did he kill himself?
He hanged himself.
Okay, maybe I can get more this way. Why did you hang yourself? Why did you hang yourself? You're showing me all this broken up stuff. Why did you just do this? Why did you give up? You know, he's just going over and over about he's no good. It wasn't working out. He couldn't get it figured out. You know, he wasn't thinking straight. So I'm wondering if maybe he had some kind of chemical imbalance or something happened. But he's not helping me. He's not helping me because he doesn't really have an answer. My sense here is that he's still reliving his death. This happens sometimes, and I'm glad you got through because I want to help him with this. He's still going over and over it. He's like thinking it's still happening. So what we're doing here is I'm calling in the troops, the beings, the spirits, the angels, whatever you want to call everybody, who they're showing him, they're cutting him down. Of course, we know this has already happened, but they have to do it for him. And they're making him open his eyes because he has his eyes shut, like he doesn't want to see anything. And they're having him open his eyes, and they're showing him that everything is okay. They took the rope off him or whatever, and they're brushing him off. They're brushing him off with light. And you got to see my hand moving. I'm in there with him, and I'm brushing all this stuff off him, clearing him off, clearing him off, clearing him off, clearing him off. And now they're turning him around. He's not ready to talk to you or anybody because he's not all here yet. And they're turning him around, and they're taking them with them to a place where he can rest and watch the sun come up, because he needs to see the sun come up in this other world, in this other life. He's going to be fine. It's like they're nurses, a lot of nurses and a couple of doctors. That's what we would call them. And they're taking him to heal him. Now, if I were to speak to you again in 3 months, 6 months, or whatever, I'm sure I would find a totally different situation. He's going to be fine, all right? But that's all I can get right now because he's not able to really talk to me, and all I'm getting is his confusion. I'm sorry, but just know that he's being helped. He wasn't getting it before. He had himself trapped. He couldn't see the people around him that were trying to help him, the beings. Now it's happened. All right, darling? I wish I could do more for you, but I can't do more right now. That's all that can be done.
Right.
I leave it in their hands now, okay? And as for you, let me look at you. I want peace of mind and in your heart and understanding that all works out the way it should, that there's a reason for everything, and to uplift you and your family. I'm going to send this mojo to you and everybody else out there who needs this, who has heartbreak in their life or confusion or bewilderment. So here we go. Woo! 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 Wow! You just got a big shot of it. Woo! A big bouncing shot of it. It just like lifted you off the ground a couple of feet or maybe a foot and a half. Ivana, I'll be thinking good thoughts for you and your brother, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, darling.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, you know, it's been kind of heavy today on this call, hasn't it? Between my brother-in-law, Dr. Ron, and Ivana's brother. The middle guy, the happy guy, he was great. That was good. All right. Well, I've gotten the news from the studio. I got to go. So join me here next week and check me on Facebook and my webpage, Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.